Hallelujah. Amen. Because we belong to the day, and we must live decent how often. We must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in darkness and wild partying and drunkenness or in what? Sexual promiscuity and immoral living or what? Quarreling and what else? Jealousy. See, you have all that goes on in the world. That without saying, we know that. But God is talking about our conduct. And this is what brings sickness and disease. This is what brings trouble and fear, and you're afraid. You need to be full of the word. And you can't get full of the word with junk in you. If it was impossible to be empty of this, God never would have said it. But he said, get rid of it. Don't let this get in your mind. Don't hinder your spirit from operating to its fullest of perfection and a power and authority by quenching your spirit and letting your mind take the ascend or your body take the lead. You keep them under because they are not redeemed yet. You have to renew your mind. Your body is not redeemed. It'll do anything you let it. Come on. I said it will do anything you let it. Amen. I'm in charge. Tell your body. Tell your mind. No, you're not. You're just not going to have your way. The devil in your mind, he's trying to make it just persistent. You thinking wrong and thinking wrong and thinking bad. You take charge. Say, stop it. And you get out of here. Let this mind be in you, which will also wear in Christ Jesus. He didn't think wrong. He thought God thoughts. He said, I'll always do those things that the Father tells me to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If he did it, we can do it. I'm going to say it again. If he did it, we can do it. And we really, really believe it. We look for excuses. And that's carnal living. We look for excuses not to obey God. And I'm going to say it again. It's real plain in the scripture. Forsake not the assembly of yourselves together as the manner of some has already doing. And I will be negligent. I will be irresponsible. And I'll be a chicken if I didn't tell you what the word says. I am not under any obligation to make you do anything, but I am under command to tell you what thus says the Lord and what is written in the scripture. Not in a way to beat you up and condemn you, but to let you know that you have an adversary and how he so cleverly tried to deceive you and get you away from the truth and sneak in with his attack. And see, when you get in the dark, you can't see. Why are you always, when you're going somewhere, you know, if you can get from one place to another, why do you turn your lights on your car? Just get in and go at night. Just take off. You don't need no light. No, you got to see where you're going. Hello? Verse 14. Instead, close yourself, with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't let yourself think about ways to indulge in evil desires, for they shall come. 2 Peter 1. This is still the New Living. 2 Peter 1. Listen to it real close. 2 Peter 1, 3. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. I'm going to read that again. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. So, there it is. So don't let nobody tell you you can't live godly. He's given you everything you need. But if you don't take it, whose fault is it? We have received all that. We have received all this by coming to know him. The one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us what? Great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, hello, make every effort to respond to God's promises. See, you have to make an effort. God's not going to pick you up and put you in church tonight and make you come out on Wednesday night. God's not going to get you up in the morning and make you read your Bible. God's not going to get you up in the morning and make you pray. He's not going to do it. But he promised you if you will be faithful, you have to make the effort to respond to his promises. Amen? Come on. Hallelujah. So in the view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. The supplement of your faith. The supplement of your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence. Moral excellence with what? And with knowledge, what else? Self-control. See? He promised you. Don't let the devil in your flesh tell you you can't help yourself. He has supplied you with everything you need. You can treat yourself right. You can treat your mate right. You can treat your neighbor right. Now, you're not responsible for how your neighbor responds to you, but you are responsible how you respond to your neighbor, to your spouse, to your children, to your church, to your fellow brethren, to your fellow sisters. You are responsible.